This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 1 says, "The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash." So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.'" Verse 8 is really important. If you underline in your Bible, would you underline verse 8? "You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and anyone who curses his father and mother must be put to death." Yeah, that's right. That's in the Bible in the Old Testament. Anybody that cursed his father and mother must be put to death. People today don't think a thing about cursing their parents of any age, of any age. Verse 11, "But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is Corban,' that is, a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And you do many things like that." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean." Now here's the most important part. If you don't remember any other verses, this is what you got to go home with. He went on, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." All these evils come from the inside and make a man unclean. I want to talk about tradition for a moment. Traditions can be very important in a family. Traditions can be important in a high school or in a college. Traditions can be important in a church. But sometimes in religious circles, traditions can outrank the commandments of God. And people place greater authority and greater weight on a tradition than they do the word of God. And that's exactly what was happening here. And Jesus addressed it, where they elevated the traditions of men to that above scripture. And Jesus would use the term, they nullified the word of God. I found out the word nullify means this: to deprive of authority of the word of God, to take away the authority. I want to ask you a personal question. Is there anything going on in your life that deprives the authority of the word of God? You ever found yourself, and we can all do this, you can do this and I can do this, "I know what this says, but I have feelings and I'm going this way. I know what this book says, but I've got my opinions and I have my own ideas on this subject, so I'm going to go this way." And we nullify the word of God. We deprive the word of God of its power and authority simply because we decide to do that.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow. Our website, again, is crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.